day 41 of Hashtag 365 with me, Alex Baker. Hello there. So I've been doing a lot of soul searching and a lot of thinking today because things haven't been going well, really, with Hashtag 365. And the annoying thing is that I know that when I stick to it, when I stick to my calories, when I don't lie to myself, when I don't lie to my fitness pal, it works. The weight comes off. There's no doubt about it. That's the case. That's what happens. So I've been kind of like thinking to myself, why am I sabotaging it? What's going on? And I've been wondering whether there's something deep, whether it's the case that like I'm scared of being a normal weight, not overweight, or I feel like my personality, like I mentioned before, is perhaps tied up with being the big guy. I wonder whether that's the case. But the more I think about it, the more I just think, do you know what? I don't think it is. I'm one of those people that's got quite a good, like, psychological understanding of myself. In fact, I did this thing once. Have you heard of Carl Jung? Is it Carl Jung or Carl Jung? J-U-N-G. He's a sort of psychological, behavioural psychologist. Psychologist, essentially, and did loads of different work into colour theories and about how each of us have different colours. So red is like very high energy, very dictatorial, very matter of fact, very now, very driven. Yellow is very creative and, able to work collectively as part of a team. Very blue means you're very detail orientated and you're all about the spreadsheet and the organisation. And very green means you've got like high emotional intelligence and you think and feel a lot. That's very broad brush, but those are the sort of different four colour energies. And this sort of Jungian sort of philosophy or psychology says we all have these colours within us. And if you get a good understanding of what colours you are and what colours other people are, you can figure out how to interact better socially and at work and all that kind of stuff. I'm very high red and high yellow in both work and at home as well, because your energies can change depending on your circumstances. But that's what I found out. I was very high red and high yellow. And when you get this report back, when you do this kind of insights profiling thing, you get this report back that's really detailed, all about how it's best for your managers to interact with you and what makes you tick, how's best for you to work, what environment's best for you. It's all this stuff. It's so detailed. It's like a sort of 10-page report, and it's absolutely incredible. But when I got it, my whole point for telling you this, when I got my report back, there was nothing on there that was surprising. There was stuff that was really interesting to read, and it was fascinating seeing it all laid out there on the page. It's like someone had dipped into my soul and, you know, stuck it all on a piece of paper. It was a quite incredible scenario, quite an incredible feeling, really. But ultimately, there was nothing in there that shocked me, because my point is, I'm one of those people that's got quite a good understanding of myself from a psychological point of view. So I don't really think there's anything buried deep down inside that is sabotaging me. I think I genuinely do want to be slim and healthy. I think I genuinely am looking forward to feeling more energized and more athletic and everything like that. I feel like I'm genuinely excited about the prospect of being able to buy clothes that fit properly and all that sort of stuff. Like nothing about it frightens me. When I really stop and think about it, and I have been obviously on this journey so far, I've really been thinking about it every day. I genuinely believe the problem that I'm facing is I'm a food addict. I think the more this goes on, the more I'm coming to terms with the fact that I've got a real problem with food. Genuinely. I can't be around it. I can't. We went out for, I was supposed to be doing a fast today, bear that in mind. And this morning we went out for some food because my wife was hungry and our daughter needed feeding. Obviously, people need food. That's the way of the world. And we went to this little cafe, beautiful little cafe in this lovely little village near where we live. And I had every intention in the world of just not having anything. I was going to have a black coffee and I was going to sit and, you know, chat to the guys while they ate their food. That's what was going to happen. We got in there, we sat down, the menus came over. And I noticed they had like a bacon sandwich on there. And I thought, oh, actually a bacon sandwich would be quite good. It would set me up for the day and all these little stupid thoughts start going around. You know, we talk about this all the time. All the stupid thoughts started going around in my head. Oh, you know, it's quite nice. It comes with like a tomato sauce, not like a ketchup, but like a kind of, I don't know, slow-cooked tomato thing, like a posh tomato puree, I guess. And I thought, oh, that sounds really nutritious. It's a bacon sandwich, mate. Leave it out. But then I also noticed there was some coconut yogurt with granola and pomegranates and blueberries. And I've been really enjoying the combination of coconut yogurt, pomegranates and blueberries recently. And actually, that is very healthy. Coconut's got good fats. It's calorific, but it's all good stuff if you're monitoring it carefully. Pomegranates are superfood, as are blueberries. So you just can't have enough of that stuff, really. In fact, you can actually overdose on blueberries. So do be careful there. But I thought, oh, that sounds nice. Bit of toasted granola with some coconut. That sounds really nice. So I went up and ordered my wife. So kind of, she wanted a goat's cheese and fig toasty or something. So I ordered that and ordered some stuff for my daughter. I got a juice for my wife. I ordered a black coffee. And then I went, and you know what? I'll just have the granola, please, with the coconut and the blueberries and the pomegranates. And I thought, I know I'm supposed to be fasting, but that will actually be a good, healthy way of starting the day. So he rung all that through the till. And then literally, before I even had a chance intellectually to process what was going on, I said, oh, and I can also have the bacon sandwich, please. And I ordered both, and they both came, and I ate them both. And I was absolutely stuffed afterwards. So I walked away from that scenario. What's going on? What am I doing? And that's another example of food addiction just taking over. I didn't even intellectually make that decision to eat that food. That chimp raging away in my brain just ordered it for me and I couldn't stop it. Or I didn't even try. And I think that's an issue. It's a real issue. And it's something that I'm actually genuinely struggling with, as I'm sure you can tell, listening to this every day and listening to me spectacularly balls it up so with such frequency. But I feel like it's a really good thing that I'm going through this process. And I feel like it's a really good thing that I've got this outlet to talk about this. Because hopefully there's people listening. Well, not hopefully you're going through it as well. I don't wish this upon anybody. But hopefully there's people that are listening that are going through this and being helped by it, you know? Because it's definitely helping me, bringing all this stuff, surfacing it all, bringing it all up to the top. It's helping me process it and helping me figure out what I can do to combat it. I don't know the answer to that yet. I'm still working it through, but I'm very, very excited about tomorrow and what tomorrow will bring for day 42 of hashtag 365. So I'll see you here for that then.